know your favorites of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. KGBY 1080, KGBY1080.com. Bee Gees, and you should be dancing. And, of course, they were on Dancing with the Stars last night, the big finale. Well, actually, the elimination show last night on ABC TV. Sang that tune right there. And looks like Maya, Donny Osmond, and Kelly Osbourne are going to the finals on ABC's Dancing with the Stars. Model Joanna Krupa, who was second to Maya in the judges' scores on Monday night, came up short with the viewers. Her elimination Tuesday night paved the way for fan favorites Kelly and Donnie to continue in the competition. And in saying goodbye, Krupa said she was grateful for her experience on the hit show and appreciated the efforts of her professional partner, Derek Huff. And with more on the show last night, let's go to the studio lines. We've got National Dance Champ Jeannie Tucker on the phone again this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
So Donnie made it.
Donnie made it. It's gotten interesting, but as it usually does, it's come down to the fans.
Yes, absolutely.
And if the judges this next week are going to really get their opinions heard, they're going to have to skew the scoring in such a way that it really outbalances or sways it, because mm-hmm. the fans are definitely speaking. And as we've seen in the past, someone like Joanna, who does super well but doesn't have that really intimate connection with the fans or any
right.
specific thing that she's rallied and come back from, you know, she just didn't have that hook, that person usually, in the end, has trouble gaining those votes. And
right.
so as good as her dancing was, you know, she wasn't perfect. She had some things she was still working on, but she was a beautiful person to watch on the floor. I think it was, of course, right down to the fans. And now we have Donnie! And his following with the Osbournes. So it's kind of like the Osmonds against the Osbournes.
What a competition. The Osmonds against the Osbournes. Who would have thought that one for second place, more than likely? Because I think Maya's going to pull it out.
And those two groups are about as far apart from each other as you can imagine.
Exactly. Donnie's
dancing, of course, in the semis was not good. He had foot mistakes. Mm-hmm. He had stumbles. I don't think the costuming in the last weeks has been very, very good to them. I don't know who's been picking it, but I don't think that the costuming has made the best of his frame, has done the best for the choreography. That's been difficult. And even though we're not judging costume, it has a lot to do with how you feel about
sure.
a specific dance and its look on the floor.
Sure.
His samba wasn't good. His jive, he came back. I give him credit. He did come back. You know, we talked about Joanna's work. Kelly is the fan favorite when it comes to drawing us in, getting us by the heartstrings. She is a perfect example of what dancing can do for someone's life. I have seen it over and over and over with my personal students. It gives you a sense of self. It gives you confidence. It changes the way you feel about your body, about your interaction with other people. It's a fantastic transformation, and I think the public has really been overwhelmed by seeing this in her.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. I think Kelly has become really a fan favorite in that she's grown, she's advanced, and she's progressed and really coming to her own.
Most definitely. Most definitely. It's really a joy to see. Now, Maya, she has been my favorite all along.
Mm-hmm.
When you watch Maya at her best, when she does, for instance, that breathtaking waltz that she did in the smooth round in the semis, she moves from the top of her little hairs on her head to the toes, and everything is musical. She has a phenomenal natural musicality. She is just a beautiful, beautiful dancer. Notice, though, her first two dances were amazing, and I have to credit her pro, because her salsa was actually the best salsa I have seen on the show
really?
In I don't know how many seasons, maybe even all the seasons.
Wow.
Because most times when they say they're doing a salsa, they do a mambo, a pseudo mambo, because that's really what a lot of the ballroom dancers know best.
Mm-hmm.
This had a street vibe about it. It looked great. It was more authentic. It was really a much better attempt to show salsa in its true form. Her third dance, though, if you notice, was not good. Her third dance, I didn't like the costuming. Of course, it doesn't play totally, but it did distract. The cha-cha just wasn't great after that fantastic Latin salsa number. She should have gone back to possibly a quick step, in my opinion, or something with further contrast. So she can get sold short in the finals if she doesn't pull the right dances, the right look, and the right costuming together. And so I think it's going to be a fight for the judges' vote, the fans' vote. I'm really behind Maya to win. I think that everybody else has done great, but that's who I'm shooting for the finals.
Maya to win, Donnie second, so he beats Marie, and then Kelly third. That's my prediction.
There you go.
That's officially my prediction. You heard it right here this morning. That's my prediction for next week's grand finals of Dancing with the Stars. You know what's scary this morning?
What?
I was actually up dancing this morning in here.
You were up dancing?
Yeah, I was a little triple time to Earth, Wind, and Fire this morning. So, which you taught
by
me
yourself?
How to triple time, by the way. So by myself, yeah. I mean,
by yourself. That sounds like, what was it, Tom Cruise in? I can't think of the movie.
Oh, yeah. What was it? I know. Old timer. He was dancing old time rock and roll, which is another great triple time, by the way, too.
Tell me you weren't in your skivvies. With
no,
Mike
no. Well, you know, it is radio, so you never can tell. So.
That's true.
But, all right. Well, we'll see where it all winds up next Monday night on ABC, Dancing with the Stars. You're picking Maya.
I am. I'm picking Maya, and it's going to be fight from the Osmonds to the Osbournes for seconds.
All right. We'll see how it all plays out. Find out more about Jeannie. Check out her website, www.jeannietucker.com, for more information about what she does. And if Jeannie can get me to dance, trust me, she can get anybody to dance. So there you go. And that's the truth. Jeannietucker.com. Thank you much, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
See you then, Jim.